Why should I complain, since my sighs are in vain, are cruel to fair and unkind? Since thy conquering eyes my heart did surprise, no pleasure or comfort I find. But like one forlorn, I languish and mourn, and my days are all turned into night. I am sorely oppressed, and never was blessed, since first thou appeared in my sight. Thus sighing with sobs, and my heart-killing throbs, my daily companions must be. In the midst of my pain, I all comforts disdain, my delight it is only in thee. 'Cause my love is entire, and I burn with desire, must thou to thy lover be strange? It can never be said that such a fair maid is constant but subject to change. For shame do not hide, and let cruelty bide under such painted cheeks as thine own. Since nature is proud of what she allowed, then do not her favors dethrone. To thee it was lent, not for injury meant, to conquer the world in a trice, or that which is worse, to make blessings a curse, and rob men of their paradise. Who will worship her brow that shows true love vow, and triumphs o'er poor loving man? Though the smiles of her face her person doth grace, she's fickle, deny it if you can. Whose beauty's inclined with some man to be joined, when melting in love she did cry. 'Tis a grief and a shame that in torment and flame a languishing lover should die. Then bar every frown, and with smiles thy love crown, make him happy who happy would be. Turn darkness to light, whose poor soul doth delight, and finds comfort in nothing but thee. Since a heaven or hell in her bosom doth dwell, each caused by a frown or a smile, let him taste of a kiss, which increaseth his bliss, while her frown doth his freedom beguile. The lilies and roses the whole world supposes were not lent thee, poor souls, to trepan. For if it were so, all people would know that the worst of all creatures is man. Then bend not thy brow on the amorous now, but let virtue with beauty so shine that all may desire to burn with that fire that makes the whole universe thine.